As Father said, as evidenced by the rose vestments, this is Gaudete Sunday, taken from the first word in the entrance antiphon, Gaudete in Domino Semper. Rejoice in the Lord always. This third Sunday of Advent, we reflect again on what Advent means. It means coming. It's a season of anticipation. It's a season of expectant waiting. Now let us think about John the Baptist, who's locked up in the dungeon of Herod. And he's waiting, waiting to see what his fate will be, but he's also waiting for the Messiah. What is the Messiah going to do? He asks of his followers to ask Jesus, "Are you the one, or should we wait for another?" Why is this? Is John unsure? Are his followers unsure? Or are they impatient? Not acting at all like the patient prophets from our reading today in St. James. Some people are much better at waiting than others. Waiting can be very difficult for many of us. Impatience, wanting the joy and satisfaction we anticipate we will feel when we reach the end of our goal or of our wait. Wanting it now. We impatiently want many things. We impatiently want people to be who we think they should be. We want them to act like we want them to act. Now, I'm not talking about when we raise our children, you know, expecting them, teaching them to be good, responsible, God-loving people. I'm talking about this expecting, this waiting for people to perform what we want. Like the people in the time of Jesus wanted him. How they thought about him. Is he really the Messiah? Why does he not free John then? Why does he not punish Herod or punish the Romans or cast them out of Judea, out of the entire promised land? Why isn't he a king like David, a mighty warrior? They impatiently waited and wanted something of Christ that he was not going to bring. Is he really the Messiah? Is that his title? You know, others had claimed that title falsely. Jesus tells us in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, to beware of false prophets. You will know them by their fruits. Good trees produce good fruit, and rotten trees produce rotten fruit. So in answering John's disciples, rather than just saying, "Yes, I am the Messiah," Jesus answers with a list of the fruits of his ministry. Because it's more important to grasp the meaning of his works than it is to just claim a title. Titles are open to misunderstanding, to false perceptions, whereas works are defining. Jesus' works all restore something that was lost. Something wounded is healed. Sight, speech, mobility, hearing, cleanliness, life, and dignity are returned to people who did not have them. All that he restores are things that humanity can and does lose because of Adam and Eve's original fall, their original sin. Jesus is undoing the effects of Adam and Eve's fall. He's restoring creation, restoring these people in some way to who God made them to be in his original plan. He's reconnecting them to God, to a wholeness in their humanity, a wholeness that is only possible through and with God, and that we will only fully realize when, if we get to heaven. And this is what Isaiah speaks of in our first reading. He says, here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag. Then the tongue of the mute will sing. Those whom the Lord has ransomed will return and enter Zion singing, crowned with everlasting joy. Those who have been blessed, those who've been restored, whoever they thought Jesus to be, whatever perception of who they thought the Messiah to be, now don't see Jesus as just a title. They see his loving, healing, creative power as truly divine and as answering the desires in their own hearts. Jesus' answer to John's disciples encompassed all of that. They would recognize his divinity in what he had done and the impact of what he had done. I'm sure that they left knowing that they had met the promised one, the Messiah. Jesus' response speaks to us. It indicates to us that once he is active in our lives and in our world, the humanly impossible becomes possible. Peace, joy, wellness, and all the good you can think of are possible. And when we are truly with him, inevitable. He comes indeed to save and make us whole. Wait for him. And wait while living each day. Don't be impatient, envious of the time when waiting is over. Spend every day expecting him, joyous in knowing that he is coming, and knowing that the wait is a gift. Traveling with him in our hearts, traveling his way longer, so that we may fully rejoice, more fully rejoice, when he does come. Gaudete in Domino semper. Rejoice in the Lord always.